I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Good evening. Tonight the show starts at the Mysteries of the Federal Reserve. Will there be a cut this year? Three were promised. One is talked about. Two is a far-fetched understanding. The PPI and imminent CPI look to be coming in hotter than expected, than wanted. There is no indication of slowdown, but there are indications of higher prices for materials for small businesses, for competing for workers for all businesses. The Federal Reserve raised the cost of money very quickly, and here we are stuck at 3-4%, looking to get to 2%. Then we turn to the question of Bidenomics. The president is on the campaign trail talking about Bidenomics as a success. David Axelrod, a trusted counselor for the Democratic Party, says that it is unwise to tell the public it's wrong. Gaza. Jonathan Schenzer joins to ask questions about the Gaza offensive, such as, are there tunnels into Egypt? Does Israel know? Of course. Does Egypt know? Of course. What is to be done? President Erdogan of Turkey boasts that he has 1,000 Hamas fighters in his hospitals. How do they get there? They didn't fly. Hezbollah keeps firing at the north, and as of yet, no decision is made to go north into Lebanon. However, off to state thinking with Mary Kissel. The UN now says the casualty numbers for Gaza are 50% inflated. 50%. That's the first pass. This hasn't been uniformly reported. There are a lot of quibbles around it, but the number of women and children cut in half from what the Hamas health ministry reported. Further developments await the clarity of post-war. However, that number was used even by the President of the United States, 30,000 plus. It's false, says the UN. She in Europe. What is to be done? What did he accomplish? He went to Paris, Belgrade, and Budapest. Odd. Belgrade and Budapest are not the A team, not even the B team, not even the C team. Worthy Western Balkans, worthy Eastern Europe, but not major economies. And if she wants investment, he's not going to find it there. He can invest in them, Hungary and Serbia, but not the other way around. I talked to Judy Dempsey at Carnegie about the hard right and the far left approaching the European Union vote. Judy laughed when I asked her, does the far left have policy? She said, they make Bernie Sanders look normal, mild, temperament, something to that effect. I wait. Berlin, why didn't she call on Schulz in Berlin? Schulz has been twice in Beijing in easy memory. Judy said it wasn't necessary. Schulz already made all of the concessions that he needed. Or business connections that he needs. He took a business lobby with him both times to Beijing. Still, courtesy call in Beijing. Then the question of Russia and flattening Kharkiv. That looks to be underway. Gregory Copley of Defense and Foreign Affairs comments that Russia wins ugly. We also talk about West Africa, Niger, switching teams, going from the U.S. base to inviting the Russians into the former U.S. base in Niger. The Russians, I'm told, are in Burkina Faso, in Mali, in Niger, in Central African Republic. We're looking at the Russians moving in as the Americans exit. The King Charles Report, great fun. The colonelship of the Army Air Corps passed from King Charles to the Prince of Wales in a wonderful casual ceremony between father and son. In the fourth hour, I spoke to Joseph Sternberg of the Wall Street Journal about the Fed and quantitative easing, quantitative tightening. If I understand correctly, the intention was good, but the outcome right now is unpredictable. Not quite sure what the mechanism is that they've created. Job uses the metaphor of piping. They change the plumbing of the way business is done at the Fed and in the Treasury. They change the plumbing. It might be better. It might not be better. At this point, it's unclear. And then a conversation about migrants into the UK. The Prime Minister, Mr. Sunak, has promised such and such a reduction of migrants. They have to cross the English Channel. We're talking about 600,000 plus for a whole year. Not on the U.S. scale. And then a conversation about China and the troubled economy meeting in July at the usual annual policy summit with fresh thinking. What are they going to do? The real estate market collapses, unemployment skyrockets, manufacturing orders are sharply off. Do they have a solution? Question mark. And then finally, Josh Rogan joins for his interview with the mayor of Kharkiv, who is desperately appealing for air defense. It doesn't look positive. Kharkiv is exposed. It's a few miles from the Russian border, and it's being flattened the way the Russians flattened Grozny, the way Russians flattened Aleppo. That's their style. Anyway, there's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.